This is Ozarks at Large. The Scott Family Amazium has launched a Maker in Residence program. The new initiative will bring regional and national makers to the Amazium to create interactive community exhibits and experiences. It's funded through a grant from the Walton Family Foundation with additional support from Bob and Teresa Arvin. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda visited the museum last week to find out more. And she tells us what she found out.
Sam Dean, executive director of the Amazium, says they've always wanted to work with makers from around the country.
The Maker Residency Program was the idea to be able to bring in incredibly creative folks to be able to meet our team and to help infuse great ideas within the Amazium and with our audience of 240,000 folks around the area. So we'll be working with 8 to 10 folks from around the U.S. We've got two large installations, one the life-size mousetrap and one a traveling exhibition this summer called Curious Contraptions, and a couple of trips we're taking to some areas around the country to understand maker ecosystems in other cities.
The goal of the program, Dean says, is threefold. One objective is to build the creative potential of the Amazium team by meeting other makers.
Two is to bring in great makers that connect with the public. So every maker who comes in has interfaced directly with our public. We think that's important that our region gets a chance to experience some of the great creative cultures from all over the country. And then third is to go benchmark with a couple other cities. What does an active, vibrant maker culture look like, and what might our flavor in Northwest Arkansas? What would the Ozarks flavor look like when technology and art and science all kind of merge together into a beautiful omelet?
One of the program's first participants is Fayetteville-based artist Eugene Sargent, who will be working with the Amazium through October.
He's coming in every week and working out different ideas, including the one he did last week, which was smashography, the idea that you could take photos as folks sort of swing a bat and kind of break something open. You know, can you take quick still images of that? You know, what happens when a water balloon starts to burst, or what happens when a pigment-filled egg starts to crack open? This idea that these moments that are often hidden because they're too fast for our eyes to see, well, with technology and a proper swing of the bat, you can get some really amazing insight into those moments.
Another example of the program in action is the life-size game of Mousetrap that just wrapped up a 16-day stay in Northwest Arkansas. The project is the brainchild of San Francisco-based artist Mark Perez.
It's a 50,000-pound installation modeled after the 1963 Milton Bradley board game. It's very iconic. We have got a 400-pound cast iron bathtub. We use bowling balls instead of marbles. And I hand-built a crane that lifts a 2-ton bank safe. And instead of the little cage coming down, we drop the bank safe on a car. So we create a lot of spectacle. It's like kids love it because it looks like a giant game, and then adults love it because they feel like they're kids again to see the giant game. And, you know, we defeat gravity at every show, and we use all the simple machines to build complex machines, which in turn make a complicated Rube Goldberg machine.
The life-size mousetrap is a project Perez has worked on for years.
I first had the idea literally for a party, to do like a party, honestly. I know it's not that glamorous of a thing, but then people challenged me. They said, well, you're never going to do that. So we went ahead and started this thing that, you know, took us a little bit to do, and then 400 people showed up to the party, and I was like, wow, this is great. But I call that the first version. It was kind of junk. So I threw that out. I restarted in 2008 and restarted in 98 and finished in 2005.
Perez uses the term finished loosely because he says he's always working on the mousetrap. The structure is hauled around the country in a semi-truck, and it takes quite a bit of work to set up.
We've got 17 interconnected pieces and almost 1,000 bolts to assemble every time we get to a place, and it takes us 5 days to assemble it and 2 days to break down. And, you know, it's a labor of love, but, I mean, the smiles we get, especially here at the Scott Family Amazium, the crowd was really receptive, and the input was great. We had people return several days. We had staff really excited about it, and the producers here at the museum have been excellent at taking care of us and making sure the show is successful.
Rose Harden, the other half of the Mousetrap creative team, says their shows are accompanied by music from Esmeralda Strange. She's a one-woman band who plays accordion, drums, and sings all at the same time.
She's actually created a soundtrack that goes with the running of the machine in the show. So the pieces have their own songs and different parts of the show. So it really complements the suspenseful moments and raising the safe and all the different parts.
Artists interested in participating in the Maker in Residence program can send an email to info@amazium.org. Guests can find out what exhibits are coming to Bentonville next by visiting amazium.org. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.